From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 19th. Coming up, police reform is a major issue in the Urbana mayor's race. That Democratic primary election is coming up on Tuesday. We'll take a look at the three candidates' views on police reform with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has resigned from his seat in the legislature. Madigan departs after he was unable to retain his speakership in January. Hannah Meisel reports.
The day Madigan handed over his speaker's gavel on January 13th was also the day he marked 50 years in the Illinois House. Madigan first went to Springfield as a protege of longtime Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley and helped craft Illinois' current constitution as a young delegate to the 1970 Constitutional Convention. He was elected House Speaker in 1983 and served in that role for all but 2 years, when Republicans briefly took back the House in the 1990s. That is, until last month. Since July, Madigan's support began to falter and then outright dwindle after a federal investigation closed in on Madigan's inner circle. Prosecutors alleged the former speaker benefited from a years-long bribery scheme orchestrated by electric company Commonwealth Edison. Madigan has not been charged and for the time being remains chairman of the state's Democratic Party. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Those in the hospitality business say state officials should work with them to revive Illinois' restaurant, hotel, and convention business. Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya told the State Senate Tourism and Hospitality Committee that 20% of the state's restaurants could close for good due to restrictions imposed during the COVID-19 pandemic. He says restaurants are capable of serving their guests safely, but are suffering when gatherings are limited to 50 people or 50% of room capacity.
And we know we're not out of the woods. We know that the public health and safety must continue to be the top priority. Chairwoman Feigenholz and I have talked about this many times. However, we must consider all possible solutions to allow for larger gatherings and events that are so important to the welfare of our economy.
Toya and other hospitality industry representatives testified at a Zoom hearing yesterday. Tourism and Hospitality Committee Chair Sarah Feigenholz says she supports work on a safe plan that lets hotels, restaurants, and convention centers welcome back guests and provide jobs. Remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on students across Illinois, particularly those who aren't engaged in online instruction. As a result, the Illinois State Board of Education is looking to waive upcoming spring assessments. Derek Cantu has more.
Like last year, the State Board of Education is asking the U.S. Department of Education for permission to waive tests like the SAT, usually offered during the spring semester. State Superintendent Carmen Ayala says because more than 1 million Illinois students are still learning totally remotely and have been since last March, it would be unwise to give major assessment tests this year.
We believe that bringing students back in person only to immediately begin state assessments will have a very harmful effect on their social-emotional well-being, mental health, and more importantly, their reconnection with the school community.
District superintendents from across the state have endorsed a waiver application, noting a disproportionate amount of low-income students and students of color would be negatively impacted by required testing. I'm Derek Cantu.
Champaign County officials reported 50 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the number of active cases down to 648, including 16 county residents currently hospitalized with the virus. No additional deaths were reported. The county's 7-day positivity rate is at 3.8% when excluding data from the University of Illinois. It's down slightly from this time last week. There are currently 26 people hospitalized at Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves the broader region, with 5 of those patients in the ICU. Still to come, the Democratic primary for the Urbana mayor's race is coming up on Tuesday. We'll take a look at where the three candidates stand on police reform. That's next on 217 Today.
I'm Farrah Anderson, a reporter with Illinois Public Media. Have you ever wondered how well our area is doing with COVID-19 contact tracing? Or how long local schools might continue to be in person? If so, you have a place to ask. Simply go to illinoisnewsroom.org/ask and submit your question. Journalists at WILL will contact local newsmakers and find an answer. That's illinoisnewsroom.org/ask. It's your resource from Illinois Public Media to find out anything you'd like to know.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Racial justice and police reform have been on the minds of Americans across the nation, and they're a major issue in the race for mayor of Urbana. The three candidates running for the post in next Tuesday's Democratic primary all say they would change Urbana police policies for the better. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Last April, Urbana police officers wrestled with and struck a young black woman named Alaya Lewis during an arrest. Cell phone video of the arrest went viral, just as the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd was inspiring nationwide protests over police treatment of African Americans. Many found the video disturbing, and the Urbana City Council heard their criticisms over several weeks of meetings. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin said she was disturbed by the arrest video, too.
It was shocking to see, and I wish it hadn't happened, but it did. So we're learning from that incident, and our policy is going to reflect many of the recommendations that came from the independent review of the incident.
The independent review by a consulting firm chosen by Marlin concluded that the arrest followed the Urbana Police use of force policy, but that the policy itself should be revised to emphasize de-escalation techniques to defuse confrontations. Besides endorsing that change, the 67-year-old Marlin says she supports looking at whether many calls to police could be better handled by someone else, as she argued at a League of Women Voters Candidates Forum.
It could be a police officer, it could be a mental health professional, social service professional, could be a specially trained civilian. But first thing we have to do, why are people calling and who can best meet the needs of the caller and deal with the situation that they find when they arrive.
But one of Marlin's challengers, longtime Alderman Dennis Roberts, says the mayor hasn't gone far enough to turn the endorsement of principles into concrete action.
You know, it's one thing to adopt a resolution of support or make a statement like a proclamation, but it's like putting a postage stamp on a boulder and you think you paid for the delivery, but the boulder is still sitting there in the room and it hasn't moved an inch.
The 74-year-old Roberts told the League of Women Voters Forum that changing how the Urbana Police Department actually performs won't be as easy as passing a resolution through City Council.
Many of the policies that they'd like to achieve are somewhat hindered by the fact that state law and the police negotiated work contract with the city have a great deal to do with the police oversight and responsibility.
Roberts and Mayor Marlin both say they do not support defunding the police. Marlin says the phrase has no clear definition, and Roberts says he doesn't want to defund but redirect the police. But mayoral candidate Andy Ma expressed a different view at the candidates' forum.
I think we should seriously consider defunding the police and putting the resources that the police currently have in alternative means, such as social work and making sure the people of Urbana have all their basic needs met.
The 22-year-old Ma is a Democratic precinct committee member and a recent University of Illinois graduate with a degree in political science. He calls the Alaya Lewis arrest a blatant example of police brutality and says a lot of Urbana's police budget should be diverted to social programs that help people avoid the dire straits that can lead to police altercations.
You know, by the time the police are called, it's too late for a lot of people, and it's better to deal with these issues early on. And the police has been taking up a lot of our city's resources, and it hasn't really made our city safer.
The winner of the Urbana Democratic mayoral primary next week will run unopposed in the April 6th consolidated election. No Republican, independent, or third-party candidates have filed to run for the office. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
You can hear extended interviews with the three mayoral candidates at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 19 degrees and temperatures in the 30s by Sunday. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Derek Cantu, Jose Zepeda, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.